Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the fourth day of March, 2024. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune in and hear what we're up to, all you have to do is go to our website, ksje.com. We also want to welcome our viewers who are joining us this morning. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everybody. I'm so glad that you are with us, because coming up today, we're going to be talking with the coach and some members of the Curtin Lady Bronco girls basketball team. They are getting ready to defend or get ready to compete, I should say, for the state championship. They've already won district, so we'll talk more about that in just a moment here on KSJE this morning. Then, of course, later on at 8:50 a.m., we'll talk technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell, from Synergy Computer Systems in Farmington. That comes your way today at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Mick Hess is going to be here roving with the arts, our classical music program, next hour after the news, beginning at 9:06. And don't forget, you could also connect with KSJE on X, formerly known as Twitter. Also, I've got an Instagram page, so check us out on the gram. You can follow us over there as well. If you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts and listen to a new local program that you may have missed. They're available wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts, places like iTunes and Spotify and Pandora and iHeartRadio podcast. The list goes on and on. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is currently 36 degrees, partly sunny skies this morning. We're expecting a mostly sunny Monday today. The high 53 in Farmington. Clear skies tonight with a low of 31 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 55 on Tuesday, 56 on Wednesday, partly sunny and 52 on Thursday. Overnight lows in the mid to lower 30s. I'll be back with my guests with more right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, whose vision is to deliver world-class care, making life better for the communities they are privileged to serve. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so residents can live life better here. San Juan Regional Medical Center, community owned and operated, here for you. And back at Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, the Curtin Lady Bronco basketball team is here in the house, part of them in the house. We couldn't fit all of them here in the house, but we want to welcome to KSJE head coach Devin Manning. Good morning, and thanks for coming in this morning. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having us. It's good to be here.
You bet. This is a personal thrill of mine to be able to have you here in the studio. We were talking before we came on the air this morning that in my previous life, I mentioned your name almost every week during your great high school basketball career.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
A while ago.
20 plus years now.
So yeah.
It's hard to believe it's been that long, but yeah.
True.
I do remember those days.
But it's great to have you here and to celebrate all of your successes now as a head coach.
Thank you.
Which is really amazing. And you brought two of your players with you this morning, which I am excited to be able to talk to as well. And so let me introduce them to our audiences this morning. Amelia Clowney is here. Good morning to you. And you are a senior and a member of the Curtin Lady Bronco basketball team. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Appreciate you being here. It's early on a Monday. I understand completely. And also joining us this morning is Amber Shorty, another senior on the team. And Amber, good morning to you. Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Thank you very much. So, Coach Manning, let me come back and talk to you a little bit about where we stand now in the season. You just wrapped up district this weekend. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, it was a tough district season, you know, especially with who we have. We have Bloomfield, who had a really good season. Then we had Gallup, who are the defending state champions. You know, seems like we just play them way too much, but
right.
It is what it is. And it was a hard-fought battle this past weekend in that district championship, and we were fortunate enough to come on top.
Congratulations! So district is over. You are the champs, and now we start talking about state.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that that is scheduled then this week, right? End of this week.
Yeah, we our first game is Friday night against Aztec at 6 p.m.
Okay, is that a home game?
It's a home game. This is going to be again. This is going to be our fifth time playing Aztec. So again, we have to still stay within the district teams when it comes to the state tournament, but
right,
It's going to be a little more intense now. The girls will be ready. A lot of them have been through this grind before the state tournament, so I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. How did the prior meetings go with Aztec?
We won all four so far, you okay. know, and the girls, I think our matchup, we match up really well against Aztec. But Coach McLaughlin out there, he's done a really good job with those girls out in Aztec to getting them this far, and I bet they're excited and pumped. They don't have to travel too far. So
right.
I think it should be a good game. A lot of people locally will probably be there.
I'm sure, right? And certainly you don't want to underestimate any of your opponents
of
at this point in the game and in the season, right?
No, we know it's a one-and-done situation now. And so if we don't have a good game or we're off one night, that could be the end of our season. So, but just how these girls have responded all year, I'm not too worried. They understand what's at stake now.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about the makeup of the team, because I know that Amelia was on your team 2 years ago when you did go to in one state, correct?
Yep.
And we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But do you have a lot of returning players?
We have about, from last year's team, I think we have five or six girls who returned. We have another girl who was on, Kira Bill Gleason. She was on that state championship team a few years ago. Like I said, we got Amber. She wasn't on that team, but she's been in this program for 4 years now, and she was with us last year, so she's been through the grind. But it's a really good makeup, as I've said before in past interviews that I've done this year, is we got a really good senior group, and we got a really good young group of sophomores, freshmen, and even an eighth grader this year that are playing big minutes for us. And so I look at these seniors to kind of just guide these younger girls, and it's been successful so far, and so hopefully it can continue.
Okay, very good. This is the look at the rankings, right? This is Max Preps, I think,
yes,
is where we are taking this from, right? Which shows Kirkland at top of the rankings, right? And
yep.
In the state, there's St. Pius and Gallup, number three, Portales, Artesia, Albuquerque Academy, number six. Bloomfield comes in at seven, and Aztec down at 12, but still part of the top 16 as
yep.
we look at the rankings for state, right?
Yep.
And so that's kind of what will be happening. So let me turn my attention to your players just a little bit. Amelia, as we mentioned, you were part of this team 2 years ago that went all the way to state. And what's been your experience playing for Coach Manning and just the experience playing for the Kirtland Central Lady Broncos?
Honestly, it has been a fun experience and a learning experience as well, experiencing both a win and a loss.
Right.
But with the girls we have, it's honestly fun, win or lose, regardless, knowing that I have them at the end of the day.
Sure. A lot of teamwork, obviously, right, to get
yeah.
as far as you were able to get in
yeah.
any year, really, right?
Yes.
And that's important as well. Let me talk to Amber a little bit, too. Kind of same question, Amber, about your experiences playing on the team and winning district, of course, and now working towards a state championship, perhaps.
Well, last year was kind of hard when we lost, but
sure,
we're ready to come back
right
to the pit, win, get the feeling. I want that feeling.
Exactly. And the team's been working pretty hard all together
yes.
with everybody. So that's an important thing too. Coach Manning, how is that teamwork, right? To get everybody kind of pushing in the same direction.
Yeah, it's like putting a puzzle together. You start at the beginning of the year and you're trying to find where everyone fits and who does well in what situations. But it's fun going to practice because, like I said, we have 14 girls on the roster right now, and we have a lot of girls who could be playing big minutes for us. There's just not enough minutes for everybody. But sometimes our practices sometimes are harder than the games. You know, they get after each other. These girls have that competitive spirit in them, and it gets a little rowdy sometimes in practice, which is okay, you know, because I think that just only, if you talk about iron sharpens iron, and we have some of the better guards in the state and some of the better players in the state, I think. And when they go against each other, man, they get after it, and it's fun to watch sometimes.
This stage of the season, is it hard to motivate or not? They still hungry for this these wins?
Well, I hope they're hungry. You know, if they're not, we're going to go home early. But I think we talked about last year. They've mentioned last year a little bit, coming up just short. I think they didn't like that feeling. You know, it wasn't a good feeling to have to walk up that pit ramp a little empty-handed. And so I think they don't want to have that feeling again. And so I think they're motivated. You know, sometimes they don't look like it. Their body language sometimes doesn't look like they're motivated, but like I said, when it comes to when we've had the big games this year, they've done nothing but showing up for us, and they've played good basketball this year.
Very good. Amelia, let me ask you about that feeling, right? Because you've experienced both, right? Walking away with the blue trophy and walking away without the blue trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that feeling. Let's start positive, right? What did it mean to win a state championship at the Pit in Albuquerque with screaming fans all around you?
The atmosphere is kind of crazy, winning the championship. Everyone's just yelling. And the feeling is honestly unforgettable, especially with the group of girls that we had that year. And with the seniors we had, it was fun and memorable. And especially in the locker room after, it was fun, manning with the gritty, too.
Okay. And then last year, disappointment, right? That's a very different feeling.
That was the longest walk up the ramp after a tough loss, and I don't think I would like to have that feeling this year. So
right,
trying to come up with the W this year.
Okay,
that's what our motivation is.
Do you have anything that you do to motivate yourself in situations like that to kind of dig down and do your utmost best, right, for that championship?
Mm-hmm. I think my motivation, honestly, right now is just to try and, like, win with my sister, since she's on the team now. And
right.
I think it should be really cool to say that I won a state championship with my sister.
Okay. That would be great, wouldn't it? Okay. Awesome. Thank you. And Amber, let me turn to you a little bit, too, a little bit about some of the things that you do to motivate yourself on the team for some of these games.
Well, it's the younger ones, the ones that are going to still be here when we leave. Well, I want to try to set a good example for them.
Right, right. And you see a little bit of that in the younger teammates?
Yeah.
Very good.
It's a good group.
They're learning from you?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Amelia, too.
And Amelia, too, I imagine. All the seniors, I imagine, right? Coach Manning, how many seniors do you have on the team this year?
I think it's seven.
About seven?
Yeah.
Or so? So yeah. That's not too bad, I guess, but still will be. You'll still feel it probably next year, right?
Still quite a bit, you mm-hmm. know. And all the seniors, man, a lot of them, they're just great girls, you know. You know, there's about four of them who get the bulk of the minutes, but we also have just awesome girls: Katie, Haley Jackson, Maya. Yeah, like those girls, Tyra, all those. The senior group just has been a blessing for us. Like I said, it's not just on Amelia or Amber's shoulder to be examples. You know, the rest of them have just been great so far. And like I said, we look at them just as much as Amelia and Amber when it comes to being examples to these younger girls.
Right, right. Your coaching program, your philosophy, talk to me a little bit about that.
You know, we just kind of look at it as we got to be a team to win. You know, I kind of take that philosophy when I played in college at Fort Lewis. It wasn't a matter about who scored. It was just about matter getting the most points in the game, you know. And that's one thing these girls really had to, I think, sacrifice a little bit is the fact that we don't run anything that goes specifically through anybody. You know, I think our leading scorer is averaging maybe 10 points, but we have about, I would say, 5-6 girls who are averaging from the 8 to 10 point range. And we kind of talk about that. It may not look pretty in the stat sheet, but you're all of a sudden you're at 60, 70 points in the ball game. And the way we like to play defense, I'll take our odds if we can score 70 points in a ball game that I'll be very upset if we gave up 70 points in a ball game. You know, we try to preach unselfishness, you know. And again, we got a lot of good girls who've grown up to this point being the best player on their team. And now they have to kind of sacrifice a little bit because we got a lot of best players on the team now. And it's just a matter of who gets hot that night, really, because I think we're a hard team to scout, because it's going to be, okay, we need to take away Amelia, but we also have Amber, who's capable to make up anything. Allison, Hey, we just got a lot of girls who can step up when needed.
Right, right. And let me ask the players that you brought too about your kind of practice routine, maybe when you're not in an official practice for the coach. Is there anything you guys do on your off time to kind of stay in shape and stay ready for these games? Amelia, what do you do when you're not on the court with the coach in an official practice?
Usually just come here to college, you know.
You practice up here?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of things do you do? Do you do like exercises or just play basketball or what?
Usually I just play one-on-one with my sister and my little brother.
Okay.
And sometimes there'll be open games that we can play in. And if not, we'll just shoot reps. But that's pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Amber, what about you? Kind of same thing? Or what do you do when you're not practicing with coach?
Sometimes I go to the gym. Sometimes here. Most of the time I'm at work.
Mm-hmm. And are you running, or are you just playing some pickup ball, or what are you doing?
Running. Yeah, they do pickup ball here.
Uh huh. Some of those types of things. Gotcha. And Coach Manning, do you require that your athletes do this some off hours a little bit too to kind of keep in shape?
Not necessarily. You know, we do quite a bit of running and conditioning or game like conditioning in practice. You know, I don't. I'd recommend if they have opportunities to get some extra reps. Like, I'm always willing to stay after practice to get some reps up, but for them to just come to the college and play basketball, that just shows that they love being around basketball, or just love hanging out around basketball. You know, they, like I said, all these girls have been playing together or playing basketball since what, you guys were in the third grade, second grade, when they were super young,
you know,
and like a lot of these girls have been playing together since they were in the second grade, so they've grown up with basketball, and so it's fun to watch, because I was that way when I was growing up. I was always out in my grandpa's basketball court playing basketball whenever I had a chance. So it just as basketball, I don't know if we want to say enthusiast, but basketball, just somebody who loves basketball, it's fun to hear these girls say, yeah, we come out and play one-on-one, shoot basketballs on their own time.
Right. They're not tired of it. That sounds like to me.
Not yet. Maybe after the season, they'll take a little break.
Sure. That's understandable too, isn't it? That they'd be able to want to do that. But it's a big commitment, isn't it? Right. For any student to sign up for a sports program Lady Broncos or any of the other ones. But I imagine
just in high school in general, like in any sport, whether it's football, soccer, you got a long season. And then you got off season, and then you got summer. And so it's a difficult, but and then especially being like a multi-sport athlete, you got to try to find that balance between multiple sports, which I believe in. I think kids should be playing at least two sports in high school. But yeah, we talk about, you got to sacrifice some things. You got to sacrifice some fun with your friends if they're not in basketball or sports. You got to sacrifice a little bit to get what you want, and to, particularly for girls basketball, we have a very long season. We start in November, finish in March, and then we'll start up in May, go from May to June in the summer program. And so it's long, it's a grind, and that's where, as coaches, we got to try to find that medium of giving them days off or not making practice quite as hard. But these girls have made the sacrifice that I'm proud of.
Right. Very, very true. And that's great. Then let me come back and ask the athletes a little bit, too, about the sacrifices that you both have had to make to be on the team and to do well on the team. Amelia, what types of things have you had to give up a little bit maybe during the season?
Probably would be the late nights of homework.
Okay. You're still doing your homework, to be clear, though, right?
Yeah,
just in case we have any teachers watching.
Now.
Okay, just not doing it at midnight or something.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Amber, what about you? Anything that you've had to sacrifice with the team and for the team?
No, not really.
Not too bad. You'll be able to fit it into your other schedules as well?
Yeah.
Very good. And you're both seniors, of course, and so I know we talked a little bit about counting down the weeks till the end of the school year, and maybe you'll be more interested in that after basketball is over, right? Now you're focused on basketball, both of you, which makes a lot of sense. Coach, let me come back to you and again about your high school career and coming back and being able to coach in the same school where you had so many other experiences as a player so many years ago. And how is that for you? This is now a few years in as head coach, right?
Yeah, I'm in my sixth year now at Kirtland. I started out in Bloomfield. I was assistant there for 3 years, head coach for 4 years for the Bluefield boys basketball program. I was at Piedra Vista for 2 years, and now I'm at Kirtland. It was a little, when I first got the job, it was a little nostalgic, you know, because I never was in the school too often after I graduated, but walking into the locker room, the gym, the school, you know, it just brings back memories, and looking at the pictures on the wall, you know, it's fun to reminisce about that. But again, that's kind of like my motivation as a coach, is to try to put as many pictures as I can for those girls, because when people walk into that arena, they're going to at least see you, and you're always going to be up there for forever. As long as Kirtland Central is a high school, those pictures will be there, and it's always that fun. It's always fun to look back and again and reminisce. Every time I look at our pictures from when I played, you just think about, sometimes you don't even think about the big games, you just think about funny moments, you know. Some of my former teammates still live in the area, and it just takes us back when I see them, and it's just like for us at least, it was a brotherhood, you know. We just pick up where we left off 20 years ago, you know. It's just, it's fun to see those individuals, and again, that's what I was able to experience that as a player, and I tried to do that. I'm trying to let these girls experience as much as possible.
Right. I imagine you see some relationships, friendships developing from the teammates on the team,
know,
as a coach.
Like you said, a lot of these girls have played with each other, and you see that they have relationships that are probably going to go beyond high school. And then you're kind of hoping that relationships that aren't necessarily there, or like the younger girls with the seniors, whenever they come back in 20 years, they just reminisce about the years of them playing with each other, and just kind of just that respect, admiration that they'll have for each other will be there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. Very good. There is certainly a long legacy of basketball, right, at Kirtland High School. So
yeah,
is that something that is maybe difficult to live up to, or just always in the back of your mind?
I don't think it's really about Yeah, we have a tradition. We talk about living up to the tradition, you know, having 20 state championships now, but we also look at it as also like an honor to be. I look at it as an honor to be a coach of this program, and we just tell these girls how lucky they are to be a part of a program like this, not just state-wise, but nationally. When it comes to state championships, I think we're in the top five nationally. We try not to put too much pressure on that burden, you know, because it's very hard to win a state championship. But again, we just talk to these girls how lucky we are to be in this program and to try to make the most of it.
Sure, sure. Last time, of course, was in 2022. And you're first as a state championship
coach,
right?
Yes.
So congratulations. I think we have some photos. I think these are from that moment.
Those look like they're district. That's the district.
Maybe district?
Yeah, that's
okay.
The district.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are the district.
Well, congratulations. But yeah. I know I have a newspaper I can hold up about it, though. So that's different. Let me do that.
Yeah.
Let me find out so I know what I'm talking about here. But yeah, this is what I'm not a hand model. But here we go again.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was it. That's
so
it.
That was the emotion a couple of years ago, 2022, in the middle of the pit in Albuquerque. And so we'll see if history repeats itself.
Yeah, we're going to give it our best, you know. A lot of good teams in the bracket this year, and we're going to have to beat four good teams to do it. But we try to take it really – the only team we have to be better than this week is Aztec. You know, we could be – we just have to be better than them. We don't have to be better than anybody else. And then hopefully the next game, we just got to be better than that one team.
Sure.
Whoever we have to play.
Sure. Before I let you all go this morning, I want to ask you a bit about the fans, right? Because they play a big role, I think, too, in supporting everything that you all do and cheering you on and helping you get through and celebrating the wins and helping you through maybe some of the losses. But the fans make up a big part of the contest, don't they?
Yeah, we got a great community behind us, behind these girls. They come out, especially in the big ball games. They're nothing but supportive. It helps us in our energy a little bit having all those people behind us. And again, I don't know what these girls experience behind doors when I'm not around, but I just know that the compliments that these girls get from people throughout the community about how they play and how hard they play with and how well they play with each other says kudos to them.
Right. Very true. Amelia, what about the fans and being able to look out there into the stands and see some of the fans that are cheering you guys on during the game?
The fans honestly mean a lot to us. Without them, our support wouldn't be there, especially our fans at the last game, the Gallup, our student section. They brought it.
Okay.
It was pretty loud. Usually I don't listen to the crowd, but it was pretty loud that night.
So, nice. Yeah. Very good. Amber, what about for you? To see the fans and hear the fans, does that make an impact on how you play?
Yeah, it gets me hyped up to see all of them cheer. When we walk out, we're doing a little chant. You can just hear everyone cheer for Kirtland.
Right. It's a big deal.
The boos. I love the boos.
Yeah.
It's funny to look back at them when we win.
Right. Right. Very true. That's great. Awesome. Well, it's been a real pleasure for me to have you all here with me this morning to talk about the season, the team, and certainly the culture of Kirtland Lady Bronco basketball in the area. So, Coach, players, thank you very much, all of you, for coming in, and good luck to you. I don't want to jinx anything, but whatever I need to say to give you good luck, I hope it happens.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Best wishes to all of you. Thank you very much, and good luck, seniors, in whatever you decide to do. Maybe I'll see you up here at San Juan College next year. You never know. Take care. Thank you all very much. My guests, the Kirtland Lady Broncos, with me here on KSJE. Yes, everybody. Have a great afternoon. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.